with the bugs. Shootout at the OK Corral. we're here with Curtis Whalen, owner of Blue Sky Pest Control. Curtis, you've got a Rosie on the House exclusive offer.
Yeah, for today only.
Today only.
This till is noon.
Till noon.
We have customer service representatives standing by right now at the phones. So if you get on a regular general pest control service, the initial is only $79, which is normally $149 or more, depending on the size of the home. And that's regardless of the size of home, you can get the initial for $79 when you jump on a regular general pest control service.
Very good.
And that covers like 26 or different Arizona pests.
And that's for Rosie on the House listeners only until noon. We always appreciate when our guests bring just the Rosie on the House listeners a special offer. As kind of a thank you for you guys showing up and drilling deeper on these topics. I mean, you know, if Romy and I were to have a conversation about bug and insect control, we would never even get to aphid poo. It would never even go there.
I'm glad I can take the conversation to such a high level.
We would never even go there. We've got Scott and Dan and Bill and Carol all on hold. Let's take them in the order they came in. Let's bring Scott in from Peoria. Good morning, Scott. If you want to talk about aphid poo, we're going to hang up on you.
No, I don't. And good morning to you guys. I just want to call and say I've been a customer of Blue Sky for about 4 years since my wife and I bought our new house. Oh. And we are extremely satisfied with the service that we have been receiving from them.
Oh, well, very good. Well, Scott, we appreciate the call from Peoria. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Scott.
We put our Rosie certified contractors through a pretty good screening service, and Blue Sky have been members of Rosie on the House referral network. I want to say it's been about 7 years, 8 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So Scott's not like your nephew or uncle or cousin.
I'll pay him later. No, I don't personally know Scott.
Okay, well, y'all.
But we appreciate that. That was kind.
Y'all take care of our property. And I did kind of giggle to myself the first time one of your techs showed up. Why don't you talk about some of the tools they have that maybe a lot of other pest control people wouldn't even think to carry?
Yeah. Well, some of it's because it's not inexpensive to get. You know what I mean? Like you talked about, most people just go and get a little sprayer.
Yeah.
And you can get a sprayer at Home Depot, a 2 gallon one that's plastic for like $20.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and people, you know, do that. And well, there's some in the pest control industry that still do that. They might have a metal can that costs, you know, $150 or $200. But, you know, I kind of refer to that as spray jockeys. You know, anybody can go around and spray a home like that. What we really try to focus on is a scientific approach to pest control. It's referred to as integrated pest management. You know, and it starts out like with doing a thorough inspection. And once you figure out what the pest is that's involved and causing the problem, you got to properly identify it, which a lot of times we have to put it under a scope, you know, because a lot of times you can't tell what it is just from the naked eye. And then every different insect or arachnid or pest out there has different habits, and there's different ways to control them. And you don't always have to like go around and hose down the whole place to get under control. And so we try to take a pinpoint approach. And there's obviously preventive stuff that we do on the outside also.
So you can anacrid-proof a house?
No, you can't. That'd be impossible to anacrid. Now, there's things you can do to
help
keep
zombie-proof?
Most of them out.
Can you zombie-proof?
Yeah, I think you can, actually.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. It's really popular right now.
Yeah, for sure. So you've got these tools that you carry.
Yeah.
And so you've got the spray rig. You've got the spray rig
yeah.
set up on
we have
the truck.
A power treater yeah. that's in the back of the truck.
But what's the little bulb blower and what's the little fairy duster? What are they doing with that?
Yeah, well, you know, those fairies are pretty powerful, as my daughters would say. So we get them out there and get rid of the magic wand gets rid of the pests, right? You know, like the couple things you're referring to, one helps us inject dust into small little cracks and crevices. Because if we get it into where the pest is living or hiding, you don't need to have it out in the open, you know what I mean? Which is more effective, but it's also safer. And then another product, piece of equipment that you're referring to, it allows us to apply granules on the outside in a very precise way. Instead of just having a little whirly bird that kind of kicks
yes,
it 5 feet each direction,
yeah.
you don't really control where it's going. You get it all over your cement. This allows us to kind of put it either like literally in a 2-inch little spot or put it directly there. Or if we want to get a swath, we can do that. And it just allows us to be a lot more precise and more accurate. And that's important, obviously, to be effective and, you know.
I know people that don't have pest control done at their house because of the danger of the chemicals.
Yeah, there's a lot of misunderstanding out there. Like, for example, if we went under a person's kitchen sink, pretty much all of the household cleaners that they have in their sink are a lot more toxic, or at least some more toxic than what we use.
Isn't that incredible? Like, cleansers you have under your kitchen sink are more toxic.
And most people are using those with a sponge with no glove on, right?
Right.
And are we hearing about people getting way sick? No. And here's another thing. Let me put it in context. Like, for example, the way scientists measure toxicity is by LD50. It's just lethal, how lethal something is.
Okay.
Well, caffeine, I think the LD50 is 192 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. It would take about 100 cups of coffee to, like, maybe kill someone, okay? Well, seriously, you know.
Okay.
Now, obviously, can someone eat that much? Now, the bigger the number.
And what time frame? I mean, you'd have to do that real quick.
Pretty quick. Now, the stuff we use, a lot of it's more than 5,000 on the LD50. I mean, it's hard to comprehend how the least toxic that is. That's really important. There's just, like, sometimes people hear of pesticides and they just think, oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually a lot of stuff out there that's totally natural. Like, we use a lot of natural products that it comes from, you know, essential oils and things like that. And the toxicity is really low. It's actually really safe. Like, on the labels, a lot of the products we use, is like, it's virtually non-toxic. It's almost non-toxic.
I'll be darned. Well, there's a whole lot of other questions I want to get to, but the lines are still loaded. So let's get back to the callers and bring Dan in from Chandler. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super fantabulous. We are anacrid-free here in the KTAR studio.
It sounds like crickets. I have crickets in my house and wanted to find a good organic way to get rid of them. You know, every once in a while I got to walk in the kitchen and pound on the kitchen counter to get them to quiet down.
Uh-huh.
With the home was built in 85. We've been here about a year and a half now. So
okay.
Any help you could offer, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. A lot of times they get into different cracks and crevices. Like, is it in the kitchen where you're hearing them?
The master, I hear them in there at night when we're trying to get some sleep. There,
okay,
sitting out their mating call.
Yeah, absolutely. Those males are trying to attract the girls, and so often they'll, on the outside, the way they get into your home is up their lip at the stucco. They'll get up there and get up into the walls occasionally, and then you can kind of hear them. And then once they, you know, get into the house, the hollow parts around the cabinets, like your cabinets that are in your bathroom, they could be. And if you get up underneath, like down near the ground, right near the wall, a lot of times there's a little gap and there's a little hollow place. Sometimes they'll be in there, and, you know, there's different natural dust that you can actually inject into those areas.
Let me ask you this. The special offer you're offering today includes a complete assessment of the property, right?
Correct.
Okay. Jennifer,
crickets are one of the covered pests.
Jennifer, pick up Dan's number. And we're going to have Blue Sky service Dan's house with the initial, and we're going to pick up the tab. So get Dan back on the phone, and we're going to get him taken care of. Get a whole house analysis of his cricket dilemma. And from there, let's see if we can help Bill out, also from Peoria. Good morning, Bill. Bill from Peoria with roof rats.
Okay, well, we'll come back to Bill in a minute. While we move to Carol, I got an interesting text from Brad Porter of Integrity Air Conditioning. He's out on his patio, and so I've been smacking flies, listening to Rosie on the house for about the last hour, and there's already a trail of ants going to the fly carcasses.
Yeah.
That's some quick work.
Play-by-play broadcast.
Now, one time y'all were here talking about how bees danced to communicate. They would had special fly patterns, and that's how they'd tell the other bees, you know, fly this direction for X period of time to find the pollen.
Yep. Find a water source, or yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do ants communicate that trail?
They communicate in a couple different ways. They touch as they're walking to kind of communicate, but also they use pheromone trails. They'll leave down, it's basically like a chemical. They leave it down when, and it communicates like, hey, go this direction. And so that's why you see them trailing, because they literally, it's kind of interesting. If it's on cement and you see them all trailing back and forth, if you take your finger, wipe it across it, all of a sudden the ants will stop and start looking because you just wiped off that pheromone trail. And so that's one of the ways they communicate.
Do you get a kick out of doing that?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's always fun. Messing with them a little bit. They sure mess with me enough, so got to give it back.
Now, the thing you ought to do is take two fingers and wipe the tray on two places and then just see them.
Get them stuck in between.
Yeah, get them stuck in between.
They eventually find it. It only takes them like 2 or 3 seconds to find it. But,
Curtis.
Well, that reminds me of growing up, though. We would take the magnifying glass, you know, and burn them. Then all of a sudden you get too close to something, and Dad wasn't too happy that you burned something.
Curtis Whalen, the ant torturer. ant tormentor.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we can bring Carol in from Tucson. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you so much for taking my call. And thank you so much for having Mr. Bug Killer Extraordinaire on. I am desperate for help. I don't know what to do.
All right.
Scorpions. I have lived in this house since 1979. That's a long time. And I've never had scorpions until a couple years ago. And I found one in the master bathroom, which is towards the front of the house and way away from everything as far as doors go. I had air conditioning installed that year, so I didn't have any windows open for the cooler to vent out, because I would think, well, maybe they would come in through there. But I had one in the master bathroom, and I had one in the other bathroom. I have two bathrooms in my home. That was a couple years ago. Didn't have any last year, and this year I've had 4 or 5 of them in my house, which I have dispatched with either a fly swatter, because I was barefoot, or a heavy-footed stomp. And I found one out in my backyard. I was moving some bricks in my retaining wall, and it was underneath a brick. They've all been very light-colored. The one under the brick was almost translucent. And I don't know, how are they getting in my house? How do I get them out of my house? And can I kill them out in the yard? Because maybe they're coming from in my backyard.
All right.
I have two dogs, and I would rather get bit by them than have my dog get bit, because, you know, well, I wouldn't know how to deal with it, and they would try biting it and then get bit in the mouth, and their face would swell up and they would die and all that kind of stuff. But
okay, combating scorpions. How do you start the battle out in the yard?
Well, one thing a lot of people do that can be very effective is blacklighting at night, because if you find them, obviously you can use her approach with the fly swatter or the heavy stomp. I know some people that take tongs out and collect them in little glass jars because I like to mess with them. And
people, I mean, as in yourself. Oh.
Curtis.
No, actually, I don't do it very often. But what's funny is, like, we have a customer that loves to take their grandkids out in the back to blacklight because the grandkids love to go do it. Well, they've been on our service long enough. He went out there. He's like, well, I still have to have some way back on my block wall. And he's like, we couldn't find a single one. And he goes, like, you're making it. My grandkids were not too happy with me. I'm like, hey, it's kind of hard to keep, you know, that balancing act.
Well,
I've been meaning to call you guys because you treat our home for scorpions. And we've noticed spiders. And you're like, well, yeah, because scorpions eat spiders. And so now you're taking away one of the predators. So I've got to add spiders now to the service.
We can get rid of those for you.